Click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
About 1,400 years ago, thousands of people were born. But the birth of only one of them represented a strange event, which revealed divine secrets. On Friday, 13th Rajab, 30 years after the year of the elephant, God led Fatima, the daughter of Asat, to the great Kaaba. The wall of the Kaaba was broken to make her enter. And her newborn came from House of God, which was raised by Ibrahim and Ismail. This child was named Ali, the Most High. Imam Ali was brought up as a role model. He was given the education that would make him carry out responsibilities that only the guardians of the prophets could undertake. Imam Ali was still a child when his cousin, the Messenger of God, Muhammad, may God bless him, and his family, invited him to live with him. At that time, he had not been commanded to declare his prophethood. Since that time, Imam Ali accompanied his sponsor and great mentor, and absorbed all his teachings. And printed his characteristics on his own personality. Have you seen a child follow his mother? That was how Imam Ali stayed with the Prophet. He used to go with him to the Cave of Hira regularly and witnessed the greatest event on earth, which was the start of the prophetic mission on 27th of Rajab. Imam Ali was no more than 10 years old. At that time, when he testified that Angel Jibreel brought the message to the Messenger of God in the Cave of Hira, even the Messenger of God told him, "You hear what I hear and see what I see." Except that you are not a prophet, but you are my successor. Imam Ali endorsed the invitation in his childhood, and indeed, he is the one who has the title of the Most Truthful. When Imam Ali was 13 years old, he took a position that only the guardians of the prophets could take. In the third year of the prophet's mission, Jibreel's voice was heard by the Messenger of God with alarm, and warn, "O Muhammad, your closest relatives." The prophet ordered Imam Ali to provide some food, and invite all his uncles and their sons to a banquet so that he could call them to Islam. After having the food, the prophet said, "I invite you to the best in this world and in the afterlife, and God has ordered me to call you to it. So, which of you will assist me in this mission, and I will make him my brother and my successor, and my caliph?" Nobody responded to him. But Imam Ali, who was the youngest of all, said, "O Prophet, I will assist you." The Prophet said, "This is my brother and my successor among you. Listen to him and obey him." This was the promise made between two men that will span the next 30 years. And history witnesses the fact that Imam Ali kept this promise in every way possible. In the sixth year of the Prophet's mission, the Muslims, mainly Bani Hashim, were besieged in the valley of Abu Talib by the polytheists, and were prohibited from trade and placed under curfew. In this period and on several occasions, Abu Talib ordered Imam Ali to sleep where the Prophet used to sleep in order to protect the Prophet's life. He also used to secretly leave and go to Mecca to bring food to the trapped people of Bani Hashim. Three years of bitter days were the most dangerous and difficult time during the youth of Imam Ali. Shortly after the siege ended, Imam Ali lost his father in the 10th year of prophetic mission. With the demise of great supporters and helpers like Abu Talib and Lady Khadija, the situation became more difficult for the Muslims in Mecca. Holy Prophet went to Taif and called the tribe of Thaqif and other chiefs of Taif to Islam. But they reacted by injuring him through stoning. Imam Ali was his companion, and defended him from the violent crowd. One night, the Prophet and Imam Ali went to the Kaaba, and broke and smashed the idols in the Kaaba. In the morning, the people of Mecca saw what has happened, and they all said, "This act is similar to what was done by Prophet Abraham, and this must have been done by Muhammad and his cousin." This event was later on repeated after the conquest of Mecca. In the 13th year of the prophetic mission, the people of Mecca planned to kill the Holy Prophet. The Prophet was informed of the conspiracy of the polytheists to murder him on the night. He had planned to embark on his emigration, so Imam Ali, 23 years old at the time, was asked to sleep where the Prophet used to sleep, so that the Prophet could secretly leave his house. By doing this, Imam Ali put himself in absolute danger to meet a certain death. In order to save the Prophet's life and help him to leave for a cave and later migrate to Medina. The house was under surveillance by the polytheists, and before dawn, they entered the house to kill Prophet Muhammad. But they found Imam Ali sleeping in his bed instead. To praise this act of bravery and courage to face certain death. In order to help the Prophet, it was mentioned in the Holy Quran, "And among the people is he who sells his soul, life, seeking the pleasure of God, and God is most kind to his servants." The next night after the beginning of the migration, Imam Ali with another friend went to the cave. The Prophet asked Imam Ali to give back all the entrusted goods to their owners before starting journey to Medina. Imam Ali stayed in Mecca for 3 days and then asked people that if anyone has anything that was with the Prophet, then they can take it from him. After he returned the trusted goods, he started the migration to Medina with 3 ladies. All named Fatima. One of them was Fatima, daughter of the Holy Prophet. The Prophet reached the place of Qurba, and stayed there for nearly 10 days at the place of a local tribe. They asked the Prophet, "Do you want to reside here? We can prepare a house for you." He answered, "I am waiting for Ali, as I told him to join me and he will come quickly, God willing." After 3 days, Imam Ali joined the Prophet at Qurba, and then Prophet left for Medina with him.
ومن الناس من يشري نفسه ابتغاء مرضات الله.